Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Julia, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm just absolutely delighted to be with you. I do feel like you're kind of a star out there, and I'm just feeling really special to have this time with you.
Well, I'm so excited that you found Organize 365. How did you first find Organize 365 in general?
Yeah, so I think I first heard about you and your Sunday basket from the Best of Both Worlds podcast, which I found from the Laura Vanderkamp's, her kind of short little before breakfast podcast I really liked. And then I heard that, you know, in her podcast, she said, oh, I have this other podcast. And I started listening to that one. And I really enjoy the conversations that she and Sarah Hart Unger, the other host of that one. And they mentioned you and your Sunday basket. And that's how I first heard about you. Yeah.
Isn't it funny when you have to like, how did I get here? Like, especially with social media, sometimes I'm like, how did I start following this person? I'm like, oh yeah, someone shared a reel, shared a thing. That it's hard to rabbit trail now. It's harder now to realize how we met people than it was years ago, but it's so interesting to me how worlds just kind of collide. And I love that podcast as well. So who lives in your household with you?
So there are four of us and our pet cat. So I have a husband and he lives here, and I have two teenage kids. They're both in high school now, and they're a couple years younger than your kids. And so that's one of the things I really enjoy from you. Not very many people are able to share as much as you do about kind of raising teenagers and getting those folks to that young adult stage. And I really appreciate that openness that they allow you, you know, to share those things with the rest of us who need some guidance.
Yeah, it is. It was really hard when you are, I probably share too much. They know I share too much. Joey's pretty okay with it. I try to be a little bit more private with Abby. She tends to be a little bit more private of a person, but it is hard. Like, how do you discuss parenting and find information about parenting into the young adult years when they are independent adults? Like, and you need to respect their boundaries as well. So it is a delicate line, but I do think there is a lot of benefit to it. It's just that I'm doing it a little bit more publicly than others do. You know, it's weird though, because I don't feel like I'm doing it publicly, because you and I are on Zoom, just you and I, but this will be on YouTube. It'll be on the podcast, and then a whole bunch of people will listen to it. But I never think about that when I'm recording anything or when I'm sharing on Instagram. I just feel like I'm literally just talking to you. And so that's another thing about being in the modern age. It's just so different how we get information. But yeah, I used to listen to like Focus on the Family, same thing, like just to listen to Dr. Dobson talk about different phases of parenthood and gleaning things from parents who had kids that were older than mine. I love following business owners that are like 2 or 3 years ahead of me in business. So all of that kind of thing. I think we learn so much more by watching and observing others than we do by reading and going to school for these things when we're in the real application of it.
Yeah. And certainly the current modalities of sharing information feel much more intimate on our end too. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, you are with me in the kitchen and in the car and, you know, doing all kinds of activities, just you and me in my ear. So it feels intimate on our end too.
And I know like when I listen to podcasts or when I watch YouTube videos, it's usually like on the weekend or late at night or early in the morning. And I like will wake up and I'm like, oh, this podcast dropped today. I can't wait to listen to it. So I'll be getting ready. And then I'll put the AirPods in while I get ready, because I can't wait to hear what my friend has to say. So I feel the same way too, when I consume the same content. So I feel that way when I'm creating it, but it is public, which is
yes.
It's so weird that we have all these really public friends now. Yeah. So when you found the podcast, were you deciding to get organized? Like Best of Both Worlds, they're pretty organized over there too. Or are you already an organized person?
Yeah. So I do feel like I am a pretty organized person. I had to look back in my podcast, like little queue to see when was it that I started listening to your podcast, because I remembered that the feelings that I was having at that time, but I couldn't remember exactly when it was. And it was October 2020. So about 6 months or so into the pandemic. And you know, I've always been organized. I feel that I'm a very accomplished person, and the pandemic was really quite difficult. I'm a doctor, I'm an ophthalmologist, and so I was seeing patients and doing all of my other work. I work with medical students, so I had, you know, to really pivot virtual for so many of the things that we were doing. And then my children were schooling from home. And we have my wonderful mother-in-law who lives in our neighborhood, who is kind of in our pod. Then I was trying to get her groceries. And it was quite overwhelming. And I was just like kind of looking for more tools to kind of have a little bit of control. And I love organization. I wanted to show you, I think it's fun that we have, you said maybe this will go on YouTube, our video, because yes. I have my little, this is my like weekly schedule that I created for myself like years and years ago. And then I got your planner, and I thought, wow, it's quite similar, where it's kind of broken kind of morning, afternoon, evening. So I'm, you know, quite an organized person, but I just had so much overwhelm at that time that I thought, what can I do to help me feel a little more control? And I thought, oh, I could, you know, explore some more organizational expertise that's out there.
Yeah, I do really think that when we are looking to get something organized, we are trying to find control in a time when usually is not very controllable, which, yeah, everybody knows, pandemic, not controllable, especially 6 months in. So what was the first thing you did? Like, what did you do first after listening to the podcast?
So I listened to your podcast for a little while. I think it was probably only maybe a month or two. And then I thought I would try the Sunday basket for two reasons. One, I thought like maybe it would help, especially with the paper and the mail. And also I felt like I kind of should pay for what I was getting from you. And I thought that was a way to, you know, support your business and also to just try it out, to see how it would help. And I've really enjoyed it. I think I'm an organized person, but I always have had like piles. Like I really, you know, needed to kind of have things in piles, and the Sunday basket is kind of like enables you to make those piles vertical and stack them up and tuck them away, but not in a way that makes them, you forget about them. So I've enjoyed the Sunday basket kind of more than I thought I would.
And are you still using it today?
I do. In fact, I used it this morning. My husband said, oh, you know, what's, my daughter has a volleyball tournament this weekend. And he said, do you have the hotel? And I said, yeah, I you know, got it right over here. And we couldn't remember if I made it for Friday and Saturday night or just Saturday night. So I, you know, pulled it right out of there and said, oh, yep, it's, you know, just for Saturday night. So I use it all the time. I put all my mail in there, and then, you know, on my Sunday basket time, which is usually Saturday mornings, I'll go through the mail and plan out the weekend using it.
Yeah. And it was interesting. I was talking to someone here at the office, and we were trying to search this email correspondence from someone on our team. And she's like, this is why I just like to print it out, because yes, it's in this electronic form, but I can never search it correctly. And I just want to, like, in this project I'm doing, she said, I wish I would have printed that email out in the slash pocket with everything else related to what we were working on. Cause we ended up spending 20 minutes trying to find an email. So it's not like you can't find it digitally, like that reservation, you totally could have found it digitally, but you didn't have to open up a computer. And for me, the hardest part about opening up a computer or my phone is that as soon as I open up my phone, I go to Instagram. It does not matter why I'm there. Then I check LinkedIn. Then I check my email and I go, why did I even open my phone at all? I was like, oh yeah, when is our hotel reservation? So it also stops me from all that electronic rabbit trailing that I'm really having a hard time figuring how to stop, other than just uninstalling every app on my phone, and I like going to those apps. So yeah, I obviously print it out as well. It's just easier communication as long as it's organized.
So I got the Sunday basket, and then in the beginning of the summer, or kind of the end of the spring, I got the workbox, and I struggled to like kind of figure out which one to get. And then we also, I got the 100 day program. So we kind of, dipped my toe in a little bit more to, or drank more of your Kool-Aid, like at the beginning of the summer, like the end of the spring. And I used my, my workbox. I got the one that I could just carry. Anyway,
portable.
Yes. That's
very fun. Yep. So, as you are adding on more organized 365, like courses in order to get yourself organized, when was the first time that you realized that something was organized that had not been organized before? Because you're a pretty organized person. So when was it you were like, oh, this is going to work?
Yeah. So, I don't know if this is the first time, because it's hard to say exactly when I felt like the Sunday basket was really, helping. That was like a little bit more gradual, but when I did the 100-day program, and I, you know, was in the kitchen, I moved the coffee area. The spices were next to the stovetop, and, I moved them over to where we do more of the prep. And I moved the coffee mugs to that cupboard, so I could put the Keurig and have all the coffee stuff right there, away from where the microwave and the toaster were. Because in the morning, my husband and I would both be kind of jockeying for that corner while he's making breakfast and I'm trying to make my lunch and, you know, kind of make coffee. And so I moved it there, and I wrote it down. So I made sure and mentioned, like, I feel like that was like the moment where I was like, oh, this is really handy. And I really appreciated that. And I was thinking, when you have that kind of before and after disconnect, you know, you've mentioned that before on the podcast, how kind of before and after photos don't really kind of show the transformation. And I thought that was really where it, what you would just see, like, oh, well, it's a cupboard of mugs and it's a cupboard of spices. Like, it doesn't look different, but the function is quite improved. So.
Yeah. And so, I mean, what was your family's response to that?
So for that one, they were fine with it. There have been other things that they have not liked as much. And when I got rid of a lot of things, they were like, did you throw this away too? But they've done okay.
I do think, yeah, family members sometimes are like, why are we getting rid of everything? Well, it's because they're not maintaining everything. You're like, I want less to maintain. If you want to maintain it, feel free to maintain it yourself. And I do find, like, when we change those family spaces for function, especially, I don't know how long you've lived in your home, but you have, you know, you're all fairly close to being adults in your house. You've got teenagers and you and your husband, like, it's not little kids where you're like, you move the sippy cups or anything. Like, everyone's kind of doing their independent thing in the kitchen a lot. And so when you start to change things, they're like, well, why did you change it? Did you get any of that pushback in the kitchen?
Yes. And for the most part, they're pretty good sports, about it. Although now we have them, you know, help with the dishes. And so sometimes it's exciting to find things where they put them away. I think where, and then there are still some things that I know I did not donate or throw away that I can't find, that I know are just tucked away somewhere, where they put it. We've done other kind of organizational things, before, and my daughter enjoys it too. We reorganized our pantry, you know, after watching the Home Edit on Netflix. And my daughter got really into that with me, and she helped, do that. And so they're pretty good sports about it.
That's, I mean, who didn't go reorganize something after watching that and make it rainbow colored? I mean, it's so satisfying to look at a really organized space that's all labeled and has all the cute containers. It's such a great project. Like, it's a really fun project, but the maintaining of it in the day-to-day and the function of it, don't match the excitement of the project, but I will admit I've done the projects as well. Like there's something about organization as function and organization as a project. There's a place for both.
Yeah, I totally agree that there's a place for both. And that's one of the things that I love about you and your program is that it's really kind of about maintenance and not being perfect. I wrote down that was one of the things that I want to make sure that kind of progress over perfection, I think, really is a key learning from being with you.
Oh, that's awesome. What do you think you have more of now?
Yeah, so I definitely feel like I have at least a little bit more control. And then there were also more trips to the donation places and more trips to the dump. I hadn't really been to our dump before, but now I have been. It's okay. They're really nice there. Telling you where to go with your different things in the back of your car.
And that's what you were looking for. Like when you first rabbit trailed over to this podcast, is you were looking for a little bit more control in the pandemic. Can you articulate in any way how just getting rid of stuff and reorganizing stuff in your house makes you feel like you have more control?
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like it's that overwhelm, you know, just overwhelming kind of stimulation of things that you have, things that you need to do, and just having less clutter, less things on the counter. It just makes it where you don't feel like you have to hold all that all the time. I think the other thing I wrote down that I like from you is kind of planned procrastination, you know, where, you know, you tuck things in that Sunday basket and it's like, okay, I know I'm going to take care of that. And it's important, but I don't have to hold on to it. And I don't have to do it right now. And that's okay. So I think that's kind of that space is what gives you that feeling of control.
And do you feel like, so for me, when I have that control over a space, I feel like it's more purposeful and it's more planned. And I know this is how I'm spending my time. Whereas when I don't feel like I have control, I feel like the time is going anyway. And I would rather use that time a different way, but I have to use it based on, you know, like I have to look for this thing, or I have to find this thing, or I have to maintain this thing, or I haven't come up with a better system. So I don't feel like I'm in control and the time just slips away from me versus me being able to plan it. Do you feel that way as well?
Yeah, I do. And it really gives you the sense of, well, when you're doing different things, like you're doing them purposely and mindfully and enjoying them more. Yes. I mean, I love my work and I love my family and I love my hobbies. And I also love the opportunity to just sit on the porch and enjoy the sunshine. When you're not feeling like you have to do all of the other things, it enables you to really be in all those spaces more comfortably.
And when you were originally looking for that control during the pandemic, it was because your family and you were at home a little bit more than you had been, especially in the phase of life you were in, like with teenagers and adults in your house, like you're gone a lot. Like you're typically not home very much. It's almost like a pit stop or a hotel location before you go on to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And then all of a sudden with the pandemic, your whole family is at home most of the time. I think that what happened was a lot of the home organization that you had when the kids were younger, when you would have been home a lot more in the evenings, had to come back, but at a different level, because now you're not dealing with little kids. You're dealing with all pretty much independent humans that are living in the same space, which, yeah, there's no organization for that. There's how do you organize a house when you're taking care of little humans and you're in charge of them, but not when you're like cohabitating and all trying to do your unique thing inside of four walls and you aren't allowed to leave. It's just different. And so I think that as we were looking for that kind of control, reorganizing kind of helps us to accept the stage that we are in now and create a plan versus just trying to react and continue to have the space be the way it used to be. Just as you're explaining that you wanted control and you were a pretty organized person and you feel you got control, I don't think probably your house probably doesn't look that much different than it did 2 years ago.
I think that it looks pretty much the same. Although like right at that time where we had, you know, one kid workstation over here and another kid workstation over there, you know, we did have some reorganization. But I would say since being a grown up, had a tidy home, that's been a priority to have a tidy home. And things are pretty organized, but I think that it is more organized, but the outward part, what people would come to and visit would seem the same.
Yeah. It's organization is an inside game. It's totally an inside game. It's in your mind. It's in your emotions. It's in your, like, your ability to handle stress too. Like the more you feel like you have outside order, even if it looks similar, like inside, you're like, yeah, I know where everything is. So I'm ready to go.
More responsive as opposed to reactive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like living in reactive mode at all. It's definitely not my mode. My husband will often say, can't you just go with the flow? I'm like, no, not really. I do it under duress.
Not unless I've mapped out the flow and I know where it's going. Then I'm all right with that one.
Yeah. And even if there are multiple flow paths and I know we could be on any one of them, but I've thought all of them through, I'm like, fine, then pick one. We could do one, but not if it's just like, I have no idea what's coming. No, that's not a thing for me. What do you think you have less of?
This one was a really easy one. Less piles on the countertops. Definitely less on those counters. That's really my favorite part of the Sunday basket is the vertical piles.
Yeah, vertical piles and color coded. Do you like color coding?
I do. I do. I did have a hard time with the categories. So that was one of my other like kind of learnings that I wanted to share, you know, with other listeners who maybe are like me. Cause I went to your planning day in September. And one of my big take homes was that is like, it's okay to like, customize and change the labels and that you should do that like whenever you want. And I, sorry that took me so long to figure that out. But I think when I've kind of freed myself from feeling like, oh, I need to use, you know, Lisa's suggestions where like, oh, I'm pretty organized and I had these piles, like just label my piles. And that made it, yes. You know, that kind of took me to the next level of comfort, you know, function, with the system. And so I use the colors a little bit more for kind of grouping categories, but not staying exactly, you know, with what your team has identified, you know, as their main purpose. So I hope that's okay.
Definitely just there to get you started. I know that sometimes if you don't have any, like it could be anything, then some people don't get started and they want you to just say, just label them this way. And then other people, if you say label them this way, they're like, okay, I found every single label that could not possibly be the ones that you picked because I want it to be unique in my own way. And so we just give you labels to get you started in those, not the basic five, but the pink, purple, blue, and green. But we've had people use them for all kinds of different things. The deal is once you get started and you're in motion, then you can adapt and pivot. But if you can't get started, then it's harder to adapt and pivot if you can't even get started.
Yep, definitely. And I do love the colors that you picked. And I love the idea of pink slash pockets. I think that that's really special. Like it's, like it almost makes you want to cry to remember like, oh my gosh, I should have pink slash pockets. It's a very touching thing. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. So the four colors, if you're not familiar, are pink, purple, blue, and green. And pink are slash pockets that are just for you. And they're your hobbies, your passions, what you want to do. Like I have one for clothing because I'm working on clothing and travel because eventually I'll get back to travel. I used to have one on things that I wanted to read. Now I just like read all the time. And especially when my kids were younger, like there just wasn't a lot of time for me. But being able to save those things for when in the future there would be time and having that when I was ready was helpful. Purple is for your household. So anything related to your house, maintenance, cleaning, organizing, home improvements, repairs, all that kind of stuff. Blue is related to your family. So it can be pets, children, spouses, significant other, parents, family trips, things like that. And then, and holidays. And then green is administrative, financial, tax documentation, checklists. Is that not how you're thinking of them, Julia? You're looking at me like...
Oh, I just do them a little different.
How do you do them? We want to hear how you do them.
Oh, gosh. I should have brought it in. So the 1.0s I use pretty similar to how you've laid them out. I think the main difference is I moved one, like I have a grocery little template that every week we kind of fill in. And then I keep like the grocery coupons like right in there. So it's really easy to find. That's at the front. I really like the waiting for, like kind of pending. That's really great. So for the, I do use the family ones for like my husband has a folder, my kids have their folders and they like that. That's one area they have like ownership over. And then I have pink where I have like, it's a little bit more travel and trips. I feel like I'm pretty good about like my personal thing. I'm into knitting and crocheting. And so I have a whole, it wouldn't fit in the Sunday basket. I like all the, my kind of yarn projects and things, but the green, my husband is a business person. He's an MBA and he just really loves that. And so I don't have to have green in there and I took the green out and that's actually, I use that for my Girl Scout kind of a side Sunday basket. I've moved those over and reused them.
So I guess that's, and that is often what I say. If you have like a 5 hour a week part-time hobby, job, side hustle, that's another way you can use the green if you don't need to move all the way to a workbox for that event. And yeah, I have said that in the past as well. Most people don't have, so I do have green slash buckets in my Sunday basket, but in addition to Organize 365 as a corporation, we have an LLC and we have charitable donations and then we have our taxes. And so then medical expenses is one of our greens that is always ongoing. So it is very adaptable to whatever you have going on in your family. And those are the piles I would have on my kitchen counter. Those are the piles you would have on your kitchen counter. And then just understanding that green is money or green is just a business, that's usually similar amongst all of them. Yeah. So you kind of already touched on what you wish you had known sooner, but if you want to expand more on that.
Yeah. So I did, you know, like that you could customize the slash pockets and that you do that yourself and that's, you know, okay and encouraged. And then, you know, the other kind of advice is just, you know, get started. Don't worry if it's only 1 minute that you can spend per day. You know, just go for it.
Yeah. And 1 minute in action, like you've watched this video or you've listened to this podcast, you've just spent a significant amount of time. And we kind of talked about organization is an inside game. Like it is a lot of change that happens in your brain. And then you either see your space differently or you actually change your outside space. But for most people looking at your house, when it truly is organized for you, it may not look that much different than when you started before, but mentally, the way you look at it and think about it is so much different than it was before you started on your organization journey.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, one of the other learnings from you is that it's a journey, you know, it's not like the project that you've got to complete. It's really about, you know, continuing to have it work for you wherever you are, you know, in your life and what you need.
Julia, thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast.
Well, I really appreciate your time, Lisa. And I wanted to say just a couple of things about you, just because I really appreciate, I find you, you know, a very inspiring person as a leader and as a woman out there sharing her story. And I really love how you demonstrate and share the pride that you have in all that you've accomplished, because it's certainly well earned. And I love seeing someone be proud of what they're doing and just sharing that. And so I find you a really inspiring person and I just appreciate what you're doing and the way that you're leading your company and sharing that leadership. I think that you're just a fantastic lady and I really appreciate you. And I wanted to make sure I shared that with you.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much. Like, wow. Thank you. That's so nice of you. And thank you so much for sharing your story on the podcast. We would love for other people to come on and share their stories as well, because we learn so much. Every single interview that I record like this, it's a different story because we all have a little bit of uniqueness and difference in our story. And I learned so much by listening to you, like just even talking about how did we feel more control in the pandemic through getting organized. And it is just embracing where you are in life and then making your space work for you. So Julia, thank you so much for being a guest.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Take care, Lisa.
Thank you.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.